Radio Alchemy.
Eclipsing conventional wisdom.
Well, okay. So what exactly do we mean by that? Well, you know why you are up late at night. It's because we just take that conventional wisdom and we put it through the grinder of your mind. Talking about over-analysis, that's what we do, is just break down, get to the etymology of what exactly we're saying. And there is no better dynamic duo than who we have on tonight live here on KPFK at 90.7 FM Los Angeles and San Diego, 98.7 FM in beautiful Santa Barbara. Then Bob Dobbs and Ion. Website howionic.com, which is really turning out to be such a beautiful site, so frothy, so live and dynamic, just, you know, fantastic. And they are on the internet every Wednesday. They'll tell you more about that. But tonight they are live with you here in this special little boudoir to just munch on what the KPFK crowd wants to munch on. And so, without further ado, I mean, you know, let's bring on Bob Dobbs. Hi, Bob.
Hey, great to be back, Evan. It's fun, always fun to be alchemizing with radio.
Love that. Love you to be alchemizing with us, darling. Fantastic. And Ion is with us. Ion, welcome, sir. Welcome back. Long time. Are you there, Ion? There he is.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. So what is so great about just this freeform kind of show that I get to do here in the late night is sometimes I just really don't have to plan. And when I have guests such as you, this is the great thing about coming in completely unprepared, unscripted. Here's the open air lines, and who knows what's going to happen. But no matter what, it's going to be adventure. It's going to be a dynamic and just pure combustion. It's just spontaneous combustion.
Evan, let me say a few words. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. We were last on New Year's Eve, December 31st, and our weekly radio show on AchieveRadio.com, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. your time. Since January 20th or so, we've had three-hour shows, and we also continue after the show with what we call a tailgate party. And the show has Ion, Dr. Carolyn Dean, James Martinez, and myself. Now, I want to say, I've been doing this for a year now with Ion. Our anniversary was March 18th. That's when Ion came forward. And I studied this thing, this phenomenon, for the past year. And I've decided that Ion is, in a way, a monster. And I'm going to make a most amazing statement here. But I'm not an idiot, Evan. You know, I ain't falling for anything. I've been well-trained by you. And you've been well-trained by me, and our synergy has made us very detached about everything. Right, Evan?
Yes.
So I'm not going to make any foolish statements. And now this statement is going to sound very foolish.
Yes.
But if people go and listen to our archives, including last week, we did 14 hours. We did 3 hours in the morning on cash flow, then went straight to our tailgate party, which is a teleconferencing situation. People phone in. And Ion stayed on for another 11 hours. And then he withdrew. And then JW, who is the vehicle for Ion. And Ion is not an entity. JW is not channeling. He's just allowing our non-physical, very large non-physical, come through. So Ion withdraws. JW talks for another 45 minutes or so with the people who are participating, and then I did another hour and a half after JW left. So I was on the phone for 16 hours last Wednesday, and Ion did 14. And you can go on our website and hear that tailgate party. We called it our press conference. And there were so many amazing statements made, plus many interesting callers who had strange phenomena themselves. I might give you some samples later of who we've got in our audience now and what's happening to them. But I don't hesitate to say that Ion is the prophecy second coming, the Quetzalcoatl, whatever culture that prophesied some amazing event, sort of like the end of time that would come. the Hopi did it, everybody did it. Well, ION is that expression. And I defy anybody to equal ION, who could talk for 3 weeks straight, taking calls on every topic from what's going on with the Hadron Collider to whether you or your sister have vaginitis. You know what I mean? On any level. I don't even know what vaginitis is. I've heard my wife say that word. But the point is, I want to make this, I want to challenge people to look at this phenomenon that ION is and come up with an interesting response to it or a challenge. We always have challenging callers on your show.
Well, this is, but okay, so Bob, you're coming out and saying, okay, everybody, here it is. You know, you're tuning in late. It's like, okay, what's Eben? You know, who's this bringing on? Oh, it's Bob. Okay, Bob, ION, et cetera. Now you're saying for people to take a conscious step back and to consider what they are investing in listening to and whether they are to take it seriously. I mean, you mean to really take ION and this, what ION actually means
to
be here.
To take my interpretation and look at it. I am saying that...
Well, your interpretation is a couple of steps down the road. They first have to come to terms with really wrapping their heads around the presence of ION and then come to what that means and whether they can get around your conceptual matrix for ION too. I mean, that's graduated.
Yes. Now, you know, I've told you about the evergreens. I had, from 1980 to 2004, I had 64 readings, $500 each, an hour each reading, so 64 plus hours. And I, after 1 year, have way more than 1,500 hours, all for free. And we offer this for free on our show. We do have private readings, but we are putting out hundreds of hours of free time for people to engage with ION. And when you hear ION, I mean, you've heard some of the recent shows. You're pretty, it's almost like if you want to say that it's bull what ION's saying, well, we produce the most bull at the most rapid pace in 3 hours. Nobody can top the pace we produce our bull.
Well, then let's bull on, okay? After we've had a lovely commercial break from Bob talking about all the wonderfulness that he brings, let me then ask ION. Welcome, sir.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's always our delighted pleasure to engage with your beauty and the delight that you bring forth. Your audience loves and appreciates all you more than you know. And Eben, we thank you so much for letting us have a chance to play. We like to play all day, every day. What are your askings this morning?
Well, ION, this anniversary of March 18th, what is the significance of the reemergence of Quetzalcoatl and how Bob is framing your essence here? And how is it you came to Bob? What does that mean about Bob and you arriving to him and him helping all of us learn about you?
Well, see, just be easy about all that. Here, the only thing that's going on is you have somehow long time ago in this what y'all call Holy Week, this becomes holy. Actually, Maundy Thursday is what this actually is. Oh, if you're not a motley April fool, but even so, all that's happening is you got separated. All the dogma separated you from your power.
Yes.
Now, Moses tried to straighten all this up for y'all a long time ago. Who are you, God? I am. No, wait. No, God. Who are you? I am. If they say, hey, who are you? And they said, then the burning bush says, the great I am. And Moses scratched it. He said, they ain't never going to believe this. What are you talking about? There ain't no way they're going to believe this. So down he comes from the mountain with the stones. And he says, hey, who do you say that I am? Who is this God? What's his name? They said, oh, we can't say his name. His name is I am. And they looked and they said, Moses, you're saying you're God? And Moses said, no, the bush told me to say that I am, the great I am. Well, they had connection with the power. You do too. All your listeners do. You have this power already with you. Call it non-physical. Call it whatever you want to. They call it all kinds of things. But what's happening here is this flowing non-physical within the thinning of the veil, this separation of powers is coming back together. And y'all stirred it and stirred it and stirred it, and next thing you know, now it's starting to make jello. And there's always room for jello, Evan. There's always room for jello.
Can we have whipped cream with it?
It's starting to firm up. And that firming up now starts giving you individual human creators, marvelous creators, your power back. And that's what's happening. And that's why it's so delicious. And some of your listeners, they'll start to pick up and go, hey, Evan, what is this you got going on today? It's always delicious, but it's extra delicious today because they don't know. They listen to Bob sort of banter on a little bit, and we love Bob, of course. But then it's delicious, but it's a wonderful experience because at the end of the day, if you come out of this experience knowing that your power seeping back to you, and there is no separation between God, what they said's up in the heaven, and then you're not no lowly human that has to lay and waller around and all these problems and issues and things. Of course, you created all those things if you enjoy those, but it doesn't have to be that way. Then what happens is you start getting so happy, you can't stand being so happy that you get a little more happy, and then the happy gets happy, and the next thing you know, you're so happy you didn't notice there was no troubles and sorrows and pains and problems. And you don't have all this separation and issues and fighting and killing and all these kind of problems. And it becomes so delicious that you're like, hey, I get so busy, I ain't got time for all that other fun stuff. Because guess what? There really ain't any time anyway. And that's what the scriptures foretold. They didn't say, Evan, that it was going to be the end of the earth. They didn't say that the world was going to blow up. They didn't say it was going to stop. No, what it says is that there'll come a time when time on earth shall be no more. And that's what we're talking about today. With time on earth shall be no more.
But if time is a mechanism of our creation, does that mean what in us has changed to make time disappear?
Well, the same thing that happened to polio. Who has polio anymore? Ain't no polio doctors.
So we're going to get a shot?
No, oh yeah, you can have a shot, yes, Lord. That's right. Call the CDC over in Atlanta and say, we need a non-physical vaccination. We need to get rid of the pigs are flying, they're flying again, and we got extra vaccinations. Yeah, we'll get a shot to get rid of our non-physical. Well, if that irritant brings you into a place where your immune system starts letting the non-physical part that's already part of you come alive and let you know how much power you actually have in your reality, yes, line them up. Give everybody a shot. It'll be wonderful.
Now,
Drink the Kool-Aid. It's delicious.
How do we, it seems, we just got done listening to a really heavy talk of this trauma, that getting over and getting through trauma. We always look, where did they come from? They came from the depth of the ghetto, and look at them now, that everything has to be so painful. How do we start to imagine post-pain when we always want to create trouble, because that's how we're attuned to achievement, is through struggle and through friction and through competition. How do we get to that?
Well, the old hymn in the Christian church said it best. We'll soon be done with troubles and trials. That day is nigh. Lots of human creators, they're getting done with all this consternation and issues and fighting, making up things to fight about. Do you understand you're a marvelous creator? You made up cancer so you could overcome it.
Yeah, you see, we built this trauma to overcome it. But so what is that?
It's just the very contrast that you forgot. You got a separation. You said, we want a mercy seat. You said, we want an Ark of the Covenant. We want to separate our power. We're not comfortable with our power. So we want it separate from us. We want the law. Where'd the law come from? The people asked for it. They asked Pharaoh, because they was having a little crop trouble, they asked Pharaoh to buy their lands and to take them over. The Hebrews asked Pharaoh through Joseph to buy them, take care of them, and put them in bondage. Then, for a long span, there's no time, so we kind of play with that and say dog years and all kinds of fun stuff, to make it a place where they came and they asked to be bought. Then they went into bondage. Then they had the Exodus. They thought, okay, yep, we want to be bound. Now we want to exit stage right. And then they had their power, and what'd they do? They roamed around for 40 years in the desert.
Okay.
Just had Passover.
Right.
Just now got done with Passover. And then the first thing that they got free, and what they want? We want a king. We want somebody to tell us what's right and what's wrong, because we don't really know. We're not comfortable in the skin that we're in. We don't know about all this power that we control. We want it to be somebody else's fault. Because, you see, they realized very early on that it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you place the blame.
Yes.
Next thing you know, you got rid of your power. You put it behind the Holy of Holies, and you put it in this box. You moved your power. Now, you can magically imbue this box covered in gold and make it be magical. You're so powerful, you can absolutely give your power to the box.
So, sir, by giving away power, that means we're giving away responsibility.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So then you get to cry and moan and have all these troubles, and these people come broke in my house, and they tied me up. And I just hope for so much more. And then my money check ain't no good, and then they ruin the economy, and if we could just find a dream, to come back to. Well, all through your recordable history, most of it ain't correct, but some of it is. You've been trying to find those that would come up and say, hey, step up here, take your power back. Why are you giving your power away? Why do you find yourself in all this sidewinding business that always leaves you in a less-than place? Why has it got to be that way? You don't have to go to heaven. You can bring heaven right here, right here, right now.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're talking about something different.
Right.
So now we got to go back to the garden. Well, guess what? That garden is coming right here. It's showing up around you. Try as you might, you've not destroyed this little ball of earth.
Yes.
Oh, it don't mean you ain't tried, but you ain't destroyed it yet.
Yes.
And that's delicious. You chop them trees down and they just keep coming back up. You pisen all the water and people keep drinking it and just getting happy.
So it sounds like right now with, you know, such folks as Bob, who has been around since, you know, the 80s, letting out all this information and all these whistleblowers and just the bombardment, like there's this new guy, I guess he's been around on the scene, high-level Illuminati, and now he's talking about all the history of the Jesuits or, you know, just all this bombardment of information. And this is all this stuff that we've had so much speculation about and fear about, and now we're hearing from people that maybe are in it or not. But anyways, what I was trying to say is 2012, and do you represent ION? Is this a calling for people to take responsibility, to really get it? I mean, all this information about stuff we speculate about. It seems that we would be so much further ahead. I mean, is this a final crack of you saying, wake up, finally? I mean,
well, all those words are delicious. We're going to take the speck out of speculation.
Right.
Because, see, everybody's worried about the speck in somebody else's eye when they got a log in their own.
Yeah.
If you take the speck out of speculation, then you realize that this 2012... December 21st, winter solstice. See, y'all had to make up all these dates for these dates to be important. And if you're so good at creating this, why can't you make it work with that, with or without a leap year? And you can't get the times lined up, and it's daylight savings, and it's not daylight savings. You save in time. Now, good. How's that working for you? From that whole process of in and out and over and under, of the government's not doing this or not doing that or supposed to do this or supposed to do that. When you get to this place where you have your power, it's not a problem. It's delicious.
Yes.
It's delicious. And this time, and it's it is an awakening, but now we ain't near about to say that everybody is asleep. We're not saying that. You're not saying that. And the issues that come along, we call that contrast. And that contrast is so smooth, so simple, so easy. You know, you start hitting yourself in the head with a frying pan, and then when you stop, you go, "Oh, I have found relief." Oh, you know, you can't believe I stopped slamming that iron skillet in my head, and there's such a freedom, such a power, such a deliciousness. When I stop hitting myself in the head with a frying pan, I feel better than I did.
So where is that? Where is, if thought is the outgrowth of creation, where is that thought emanating from creation to hit ourselves with a frying pan?
Yeah, what contrast? You like the contrast.
So we can
put it back together.
But so are you saying that our higher self, or the our own personal unconscious, why do we pull that? Is it because of the division of this material and we're able to sense it and then find it for ourselves? How do we come to even recognize that as something we want?
Sure. By looking at your world, everything that's in your world, it shows up. Everything that's in your world, you created. Everything. Sometimes by default, sometimes by abject creation individually. But a lot of things show up in your world that you didn't even have to create. You see?
Mm-hmm.
The technology that allows communication that you're engaging right now, and even your fabulous audience who's tuning in, wondering how this is, all that technology, you didn't create that. But yes, you did. But it was created by default. And you're using these tools that's been created to communicate with words and questions and askings. Now, at the end of the day, of course, you said, if you come to your power, then what happens is you start feeling it little by little by little by little by little. All these little anomalies, that's what you want to call them, aren't anomalous. They become the singularity. The singularity is that individual human creators are culpably responsible for their very own.
Yeah.
And once they become responsible for their very own, then you get your power. Then
yes.
You get your power.
Yes.
That's the whole point. There's no more separation. Now, the contrast, all day, every day, they make it up, they build it up, they tear it down. Why do you have jigsaw puzzles? People get a picture, a beautiful picture, and they get it all on this board, and then they saw it all up and throw it in a box, and people buy the jigsaw puzzle, and they sit and they pine and pine and pine. but some people like that, and they get through and they go, "I got it," and then what do they do with it? They tear it up and put it back in the box. Same thing. They like the putting together the pieces because they have the power to. But the challenge is to conquer your own fear, which you also tore up.
Yes.
Your challenge is enjoying your contrast that you created. Your delight is coming into your power that allows you to know. See, people ain't thinking no more,
yes.
Evan.
Yes.
I think, I know.
Right.
Now they starting to know.
Right.
They know. You're not going to convince them. You ain't going to convince them whether or not they're powerful down there in El Segundo. No, you ain't going to. They know. They know. It's wonderful. You know, some people get all stirred up and they go, "Now I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it no more." Wonderful. Good. Congratulations.
Well, you know.
They get
I'm sorry, sir. Go right ahead.
So some they're finding out that, guess what? They don't have any power. The only power is within the individual creators.
Yes.
They're coming into their own place of power. And that place is delicious. It's wonderful. There's nothing to push against.
What I want to ask you, Anna Bob, when we come back from this break, is here we are. We're at a time coming up on another election. There is a complete distrust and disjunction between the population and our government. What would a renaissance, what would the ideal, if we would all be responsible and conscious at the time, what actions would we take right now to change what's going on within the United States, within California, whatever our reach is? I would love to just speculate, but also know what it is, what happens, what power would look like in people's hands. On the lines, Bob Dobbs and Ion, and we are live here on KPFK, and there's no words for it. You just get to go anywhere and everywhere. Thanks to Bob, thanks to Ion, and thanks to you. Here on KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles and San Diego, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. I want to get to the action part. We know the trauma. What's it like post-trauma? It's hard to know. Maybe we don't think we deserve it. You know? And so, but I think we do. So, let's find out. All right, Don, in a second.
Radio Alchemy. Eclipsing conventional wisdom. All alchemists converge at www.radioalchemy.com for streaming audio and more.
Well, and that more takes you to kpfk.org. And there, just like I think, you know, KPFK and its mix of programmers and all the goodies that we have up there is kind of like Ion on an embryonic scale. There are hundreds of programmers, and Ion is trillions of things of information and, I don't know, essences this is. And you get to go to that website and see just all sorts of creations. People out there with their hearts trying to bring you the best information possible. And thank you for your continued support. And, thank you so much. On the lines, Bob Dobbs and Ion. And we're going to start opening up the lines at the top of the hour if you guys want to dabble. And if you want to talk to the question that Bob opened this up with. When you step back and you're listening and you're hearing who Ion is, okay? The essence of the amazing unconscious coming through, superconscious, unconscious, the non-physical, yes, coming through. What does that mean? What does that mean to you guys? And what does it mean if this is the second coming? And the second coming is saying, hello, beauties, get busy, okay? Because the lunatics and the addicts have been running this show for so long. And, you know, I, just real quick for Bob and for Ion, is it that people can live another person's contrast? Because I think that, you know, we're born into this. We didn't write this history. You know, I'm African American. I was born into a world where African Americans have this particular, you know, standard or whatever, any this projection upon particular races, upon women, etc. I didn't choose that. I was born into it, and here I am. Thus, I'm living somebody else's contrast projected onto me, and there is thus this struggle for identity. And for cohesiveness and acceptance to something that really seems much more interested in sabotage. So what is this world and the relationship to what we were born into, Ion and Bob?
Well, deliciousness. Deliciousness. We love it. We love it. We love it. There's several anomalies we'd like to sort of point out if we possibly can.
Please.
You have these things happening that aren't normal, and yet they are.
Hmm.
And see, all you're left with is science gets a hold of something. If they can't disprove it, then it is. But if they can dispel it, then it's not.
Hmm.
So all you're left with is the things they can't make go away. It's the business of science, and we think that's delicious and it's wonderful. But you talked about that it's been run by the addicts and the lunatics. Do you know why?
Why?
Because the addicts don't care. They come into their power. They say, "Hey, but I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I don't care what you or anybody else thinks about it."
Right.
Oh, now we're not talking about anarchists. We're talking about alchemy. Isn't that interesting that someone can get something in their place and they go, "Wait, I'm a marvelous, powerful creator, and I'm going to leave you and what you think of me out of my equation"? And guess what? Then society says, they're coming. The cockroaches are coming out of the woodwork. How's this going to work? Oh, easy. And then you talked about being born into something. Well, not everybody was born into it. You're borrowing this assemblage of less thanness. Oh, see, I'm dark-skinned. I'm medium dark-skinned. I'm dark-skinned. I'm red-skinned. I'm white-skinned. I'm tan-skinned. All this, get happy with the skin that you're in. Because nobody at the end of the day really cares about you and your troubles. They don't care. They're worried about their own troubles.
But
we'd say don't worry about the troubles and then get to a place where there aren't any troubles.
Now, I do want to get to the good stuff. I'm sorry, jumping in there, sir. But, right, but it's still, for those that don't have that awareness, it's somehow that somebody's contrast is the contrast is the path to their greatest, to their bliss. So that contrast is...
It's what is. We used to say, you have to ask and answer the question, what is the fastest path to your joy? And
right.
Take no action until you answer that. Well, that's evolved now. Now, human creators are coming into a place where they get a new sentence. And the new sentence is, joy is the fastest path to what is. And your eyes, that's all by default. See, once it shows up, it already is. But if you could know what's coming, then you can gauge that painting to look like the way you want it to be seen. By whom? By you. And then what happens is, all of a sudden, every landscape becomes a delicious, wonderful thing that you lay your gaze upon.
Yes.
And it's individual. It's not a sect or a group or all this. Try that. Line them up. You know, pick something. Because, you know, you're always fighting about something. And then you get a group. Then you get a group to fight about what they're fighting. But now what you wanted to talk about was the midterms. So what would you like to know about the midterm elections? And we'll be really happy to clean that right up for you.
If we are able to, everybody listening in the world right now, we're able to find, be able to answer the question of the joy, which is the fastest path to what is, and that is being, a particular governor, let's just take California, a governor that is actually going to do what's right by the people, and people do what's...
Not his job.
Yeah, would do his job, but his job isn't to bankrupt or isn't to,
He's already bankrupt.
Yeah, further pillage, snap off, you know. I guess I'm wondering, as conscious people, what would our action look like if we were responsible, conscious creators?
Give them no attention. Get rid of all this business that you call this hierarchy that you get to blame. And we don't have nothing again, the Shrivers and the Schwarzeneggers. We love and appreciate them. Quit paying them for not doing what you think they're supposed to do. The only reason you're paying them is because you want somebody to place the blame regarding. Napa Valley going to grow wine whether you got a governor or not.
Right.
You understand the resources that you have. It's a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful place.
Yes, yes.
You don't require somebody to be in charge that you can blame when you slip a cog. You know, And then we'll take, you know, remember the little song? It's not my job to drive the train or make the whistle sound. It's not my job to steer the train or tell where it is bound. It's not my job to stoke the coal or even ring the bell. But you let this damn thing jump the track and see who catches hell. You want this hierarchy. Y'all giving poor Obama a real bad rap. You wanted reform. Now you're reforming the reform, and then the reform needs reforming. Now the teabaggers want to rebag the teabag from the refag of the rebag of the bummers that come from the didn't do. And the Republicans all but evaporated. There wasn't two in the country. They quit. They lost all their seats because they quit running. They just said, thanks for the fish, we're good. See y'all. Well, now all of a sudden, now they're coming back with a vengeance. Lord have mercy, they're going to come back. They're going to come back into power to show you really how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Well, think about that for just a second. Neither one's being relatively effective.
Yeah.
You see?
Well, I think the Republicans have been very effective in their...
Well, indeed, but these are the same ones that was 30 minutes ago was abdicating and saying, oh, this is a mess. I don't want to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. I'm good. No. Now, you see, it becomes very simple. Get it back to where you want it. People are wanting just to be happy.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Period. That's what they want. And they want to elect somebody that's going to make them happy. And we'd say, good luck with that.
How?
That's like...
Yes, sir.
No, you're... go ahead.
How do we... With that election, I guess it comes down to what, if this is post-trauma, what is life... what is life like? I mean,
okay. Well, first of all, you found yourself in ICU, intensive care. You're in intensive care, and if you start feeling a little better than you did, they don't just put you right back on the streets. They put you in what they call a step-down ICU. Or isn't it interesting that they run you through surgery, and then they send you to recovery? See? You're going to have a little recovery.
Right.
To get comfortable back into your place of maintaining your own health, your wellness, your beingness. Because you're going to be Shakespeare. Y'all act like this is new. William Shakespeare, the question is to be or not to be. That's the question. Are we going to be or not going to be? Well, the B's that we talk about is, because you have this divided easily for you into three kingdoms. The outer kingdom, the stuff coming in, the inner kingdom driven by your emotions, into your middle kingdom, which is now. That's really all there is. You do understand there's no future. We can prove it. When does tomorrow come?
Right
now. There is no past. When was yesterday up? See? Well, yesterday. Well, actually, they're all now. Because you can't say, oh, well, history's written. Yeah, it sure is. And it's been rewritten and rewritten and re-re-rewritten and then re-re-re-re-rewritten. And they've combed the sands, every sand on the planet. They've sifted. And yet, even somehow they're coming around and they're still finding things in the great big sandbox, the archaeologists. There's no way that they've already found more pharaohs in Egypt than there was time allotted to be pharaohs. There's more pharaohs than they spend time for there to be pharaohs. They've filled up the space every minute's been counted for, and 2 days after, day before yesterday's tomorrow, they'll find another queen of another pharaoh of another one, and you're going, how can that possibly be? We have more than is.
Yes.
Well, that's the same way with your money system. There are people walking around the planet who individually have more money than he is.
Yes.
Hey, Evan, how do you have more than he is?
It exists in the non-physical.
No.
Evan,
you human creators, you have abundance. You like abundance.
But isn't...
Evan,
you've got
let me say something here.
Trouble.
Fine, I... Back off. Evan, you know how people get
more money than is.
Yeah.
They bring it in. They bring it in from parallel worlds, and most empires over the last 5,000 spanses have been built that way, including your Rockefeller clan.
So tell us, what do you mean by that?
I'll let Ion do it, unless he's going to chicken out.
Well, we like chickens. We like eggs. We think it's all wonderful. We don't have a problem with that. You have to understand that you're such a marvelous creator. Now, we will have no problem discussing worlds, parallel or multi-worlds. There are many dimensions. Your science can't disprove it, so therefore it is. But we'd like you to get real happy in this world before you start traipsing off into the next one. But that's okay. We have no problem cleaning that up. It's fine. You understand there are realities. There are dimensions. Over the yonder in Switzerland at CERN, what they're trying to prove is that the nanotechnology, the particulate that is in that collection of data and information, is proving that all they're trying to prove is that there's no time. And all they have to do is figure out that, indeed, they can move particles faster than the speed of light. Well, Evan, you can't go faster than the speed of light. Can you?
Can't you? Yes.
Well, how?
The speed of thought.
Well, great. Well, but thoughts, that's wonderful, but they can't pickle that and put it in a jar and say, oh, here we at CERN, we have pickled thought. Yeah, come. We have hot, kosher, deal thought, and they're the most delicious kind. Well, see, that becomes ethereal. No, people want it right down the grits and gravy. They want the old-timey. They want to rub it, touch it, feel it, live with it, sleep with it, engage it.
Well, why would they actually think they can go past the speed of light when they're using a laser, when they're using light to move a photon?
Yes, that's the anomaly. The particulate, the particle streams that are being bombarded in the distilling of the particles that this interaction of colliding is creating,
yes,
is indeed faster than the speed of light. And therefore, once that is proven, then you can no longer have light years. Then you no longer have what you call time. There's slips in time. Time flies when you're having fun.
Well, why wouldn't it be that we live in light years, in light time, and we know that then there is other dimensions or other worlds that are beyond that time? I mean, why would it destroy light? It would just expand our understanding.
Destroy light doesn't destroy light.
No, I mean time.
Because that's what you gauge everything regarding. You look up at the heavens, and that's how they started counting to figure out that 2012 is when time's up or the jig's up or it's all over.
Yes.
But you're looking up at the stars. You do understand that's an antique version of the sky. Because the light years that it took for that light to reach the rods and cones in your eye, if you went to that place, it would be gone by the time you got there because it's 500, 600, 700, 800 million years old of what you're looking at now.
Amazing.
So, well, now think about it. You look up at the sky, and then you go, I'm going to go there. So you go, okay, I'm going to go to California because that's what I'm seeing in the sky. Those stars that I'm going to, I'm going there. Well, you go there, and by the time you get there, that's all gone. Because if you use light to gauge what you're seeing, you believe there's a moon, you can look at the moon, you believe there's stars, you can see the stars, but that snapshot, that's old school. So is the days of your lives.
And so, Ion, how is it that the Rockefellers were able to amass parts of their wealth from a different dimension, was it?
Well, it's easy. That's easy. That's very simple. In the place of creation, they allowed all possibilities to be wrought. See, the marvelous creators, and you don't have to go to the universities of lower learning, and you don't have to get a degree, and you don't have to get a lot of the we're not pushing against anything because we love every aspect. If you got to go to school to learn how to do it, then we say sometimes, why does it need to be done? If you don't know how to do it, you've got to learn how to do it. Okay, great. Then wonderful. But we would question why you'd want that to be done. But no problem. But then you have these human creators that don't engage in that. They have concepts. They have ideas. And then they are birthed. And then the next thing you know, they make the little looky box. And then the next thing you know, they in Forbes 500, the top three of the richest people on the planet. And they didn't even graduate school. Isn't that interesting? They just have an intention, they create something, and that's not by default. But you use these applications, and sometimes technology is available from all worlds, and there are portals, there are gates, there are areas, rifts. Your earth keeps showing you time and time and time, ha 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 ha, time and time and time and time again, and again, and again. Then we could roll for the next half hour and say over and over and over and over and over.
But continuously.
You get it after the first 40 or 50 times.
Maybe. Yes.
Then what happens is you start realizing that there is no limit. There's no bounds. There's no boundaries. Do you understand when they had the 13 original colonies, they knew that was all there was? There was no more. That was more than they could hope for. That was the new world. Now, you could call a piece of dirt the new world, and then the next thing you know, you rolled along, then you started getting the different states together, and then you got the Louisiana Purchase, and then it kept going, they drove it all the way to the Pacific, and then they stopped. Well, does it stop there? No, not so much. But yet, that development or that compaction of noticing what is, they didn't know California was until they figured out that it is.
Well, you know, I mean, that's interesting because you can look at those that came to the New World and their eyes were open because they talked to the natives who introduced them to the horse, to, you know, farming and, you know, all of this and really enabled them to expand to their detriment. But I think it was, you know, but
The Hebrews had the same trouble with Canaan. That was the promised land. They had to cross the River Jordan to get to the land of milk and honey. All they had to do was cross the River Jordan, and they could have the promised land. Oh, but Evan, didn't they tell you there's giants over there? Them Canaanites, oh, they're giants. Oh, they'll squash us like a bug. Oh, it's an impossible dream. Oh, we could get to the promised land, and there we get there, and it's already got cockroaches. There you go. Good. So that's not a new concept.
But what I was... I'm sorry, sir. Yes. Well, what I was wondering is... I know I'm so eager to talk to you. I'm very sorry. What I was wondering then, what is the parallel that the Rockefellers, they had the... Pilgrims had the introduction of the horse, etc., helped them expand. So the Rockefellers expand into another dimension. What gave them the capabilities to do that, to bring back the riches?
Well, they intended it, and then, of course, it issued themselves the decree that they provided the ability from all source made available to them, the bounty, which is what you call abundance. A better one might be more fun if you wanted to play, since Bob's poking with a stick this morning, since you want to go at it. The better way would be, where did England get the money to rebuild after the war?
Where did England get the money to be rebuild after the war, Bob?
There was this marvelous wonder. Well, he would never go into that. That's even too much sugar for a dime for him. But they had this wonderful, fabulous, delicious, wonderful creator, and her name was the Queen Mother.
Yes.
And she went to parallel worlds and brought back lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of gold.
Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, what you want to know.
What did she pack? What did she bring? She bring, like, you know, a suitcase? I mean, what are we talking about?
It's much easier than that. She knew that England had to have source. And they'd used it all up. they'd used it all up. It was all done.
So
they had to have some money checks, and money checks wasn't going to work. They had to have something to back it up. So she said, well, all right, I've done this before. I'll take care of this. And so she goes to a parallel world, picks it up, then has it shipped back, and then safely stores it. And they've been living off the Bank of England's been using it ever since.
And which queen mother are we speaking of?
That would be your sitting queen's, presently's mother.
Okay, her mother. So Victoria?
No.
That's too bad.
No.
No, she just died a few years ago, Evan. She just passed on. And
the queen mother.
Yeah, okay, yes. Well, Elizabeth the First? I mean, I'm sorry.
No, Elizabeth the Second's mother.
Okay, very good. Well,
she just passed on.
I'm sorry, I'm having a brain fart as to her. I'm having a brain fart as to her first name.
Albert's wife.
Yes, what's her name?
That's it, Queen Mother. That's all.
Oh, how? What?
Okay, you've heard of Prince Charles.
Right.
His grandmother.
I know that, but what's her name?
They just call her the Queen Mother. I don't know what her name is.
Oh, stop it, you guys. What is the Queen Mother's name?
You'll find the references is the Queen Mother.
I know, but what's her name?
Queen Mother.
Oh, you guys. Wow, that's interesting. Okay, so this...
You know why they don't
use... Or was she a land girl?
Yeah, the reason they don't use her name, Evan, she was not of royal birth, supposedly.
Well, she was of something, though.
No.
She went and got the gold.
She went to the parallel world and faked up her papers. She did.
But hold it, okay, you guys. Who is this queen? What was she? What technology? Tell me how she achieved that.
Oh, that's real easy. She knew she was the queen. She was the queen. Well, by marriage, okay? And so she had a coronation, correct?
1936. She replaced the guy who abdicated.
That's correct.
The famous Duke of Windsor or whatever, right. who stepped down in 1936. Her husband became the new king, and that's Queen Elizabeth's
by
father.
By default.
Right. And so...
It was the last, and see, the Plantagenets were way gone. That's going way back to the Henry and his crowd.
Right.
But they was little tiptoeing through the tulips from the Mary, the Stuart house.
Yes.
Mary, that would have been Henry's daughter by Anne, Catherine of Aragon. You see? And then you come along, and then you have... Elizabeth
the First.
Right.
That raised James, which was Mary's boy, which is the one that wrote the Bible or financed it, King James.
Yes.
See, it starts to whipping back together very quickly here.
Yes, sir.
Well, this monarchy, we wish you all have one, we wish you'd engage them, monarchy. Then all that happened was, she decided that she was going to bring back source so that that England could rebuild. Then that's when they started calling it the United Kingdom.
What kind of training did she have to be able to manifest intention on a different dimension?
She got it from her mother.
No. She's talking about her mother, Bob.
Queen Mother.
No. The Queen Mother's mother.
Yes, I understand, but don't confuse it, because the simple place of power rested with the throne. So that information, she didn't know, she just knew. She didn't know, she just knew. She didn't know, she just knew. She said, okay, here we go. She learned it as a land girl in Edinburgh.
Edinburgh?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we are, okay, so Queen Elizabeth is in now. Her mother that just died is Queen Mom, the woman that you don't use her name. Is that the one we are talking about?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, it is. So, you said that she just knew. So, what was she? Is she somebody who, did she have special capabilities?
All of you do.
But did she have particular capabilities?
No. Okay.
So, everybody can do what she did?
Right.
But she did it in her teens.
She did it in her teens?
Yeah, she went through the world, through the portal, mastered it, and then later, when she was responsible as queen for the country, she brought the gold over.
Has anybody else done that?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, many.
Lord Suffering Cat, yeah.
Everybody did who's got an empire.
Name a few.
Well, you all have an empire, though, Bob. I mean, you're dividing. You're not joining together. So if you're going to poke, get it right.
Sorry. What's that about the vampire?
No.
Yes. Also known as a lamp buyer, right?
Okay, I see.
It's a lamp.
Yeah, no, it goes back to the pharaohs.
Okay. Goes back to the pharaohs.
Now think about this: when they started worshiping the Ankh, when they started getting that together, look at it, Eben. They built these pyramids, and those pyramids were supposed to. What was it supposed to do? Usher them into the other world. Well, why? Who thought there was another world to be ushered to?
Well, you know what? When people, I think, have thought that, they think that means death. They didn't mean that you come back alive.
Well, but they only put them there when they got done with this life.
But how did she go and come back?
Oh, that's the easiest thing in the world. You got to get rid of this linear space.
Yes.
Linear time. See, it's not serving you well.
Right.
Because if you get rid of time, then it's not a problem. Because it's not a problem because you're not judged by it. So therefore, you can go to parallel worlds. You can have different times in this world.
With
Eben,
Ion,
let me say this. Eben, JW goes to parallel worlds all the time, and his wife's getting a little concerned because she wakes up in the middle of the night and is not in his bed. Takes his meat sack with him.
Well, of course.
And he's just a good old boy from Georgia.
You take your meat sack with you most everywhere you go, so yeah, it's okay.
Bob, have you gone?
Yep.
You have?
Yeah, remember you asked me that a few months ago, if I parallel world, and I said, yep.
Well, then you said it was, you know, your toes were in. Yeah, and so now you're saying your whole body is gone?
Yeah, and I got a wife, Dr. Carolyn Dean, who comes back with burns on her hands.
Where? Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to wait and ask
things,
her.
And brings things back from other worlds.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob. All right. We are getting towards the top of the hour. And we're going to get ready to start taking calls at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Did you hear that, you guys? I mean, what? We're in some kind of financial crisis, and they're saying right now that abundance is the joy, which is the fastest path to what is, and if abundance is, then you can put your undivided attention into that intention and cross over to some portal and come back. So you, and we're talking about this with Ion and Bob Dobbs, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, and trillions of other things. Okay, well, you guys, then, what is the 1, 2, 3 algorithm to being able to find a portal to access it? What has to happen in your spirit, mind, meat sack to be able to do that? I'm going to keep pressing on this until you guys give us.
Well, good. You want it now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, forget that. It's not 1, 2, 3. When they launch a rocket to another world, they don't go 1, 2, 3, lift off.
No.
No, they count it down. They start at some anomalous number and start counting down. Well, they get down and they say 3, and then they have a thought. They said, you know what, let's go to space. We're going to have a rocket ship that's tactile. We're going to make fuel, and we're going to shoot them into space. And they start giving the idea. Then they get to 2. Well, that's non-physical. Everybody has one. Now, that's whether you like it or not. But yes, you are oppressed by non-physical. You have a spirit man. That's how the coroner can tell whether or not you survived the gangbanger. See, that's how they know you're still with us.
Yes.
You have your spirit. That's 2. You have your non-physical. Non-physical works it all out, every detail. Every detail. That's the hummingbirds fly. That's the bumblebees fly, even though science says you can't do that. But the bumblebees don't know that. They ain't listening, so they fly anyway. You get down to 1. 1, they rarely stop the launch at one, but that's the redefining. The human creators get to decide, sift out the details. I want to go to parallel worlds. I want to have a lot of money. I want to be happy. I want. I don't want too much money, because if I get too much money, then they'll hate me. So I want just enough money, the maximum dose that I can have, and back it off a little bit, and then that's what I want. Then you have one, and then you have liftoff, and then it is. But you see, they see it as is when they start the countdown. Okay?
So what is that? What is that state of confirmation of is? I see. So in a sense, they've...
Did you see the rocket go up into space? Yep, I saw it. So that is.
Yes.
Where is it? It's there. No, it's here. No, it was here. Now it's there. Well, so it went into history backwards. Because you're looking at them stars, but if you're using light years, that's old picture.
Oh, wow.
See, that's old school. We're gonna kick it old school, Evan.
Oh, that's how interesting is that? So hold it. If we're destroying time, how are we supposed to materialize stuff in the past?
You don't. You still aren't. You can't now.
Hold it.
You call someplace paradise, and then you kiss it goodbye. Exactly. That's the point. That's the point. In the best place in the whole wide world and sitting and crying and wishing for so much more. Got it all. It's all you got. It's plenty enough. You ain't got no more than you got. Plenty enough. But you want more. Okay? The only way you can get more is you've got to expand. Expand, expand. Well, you do that all day, every day. No problem. And you're doing it by... If you're doing it by default, you can find yourself crossways of you. So it's a simple, we're not making it hard. It's just so simple, and it sounds like we're withholding. We're not. It's just that easy.
But not everyone. I mean,
yes, they can.
Well, not everyone does it, and so that's what I'm. That's
well,
what we're.
Bird, do it. Yeah, everybody else pretty much is doing it. They're just doing it by default. See, the default issue is what the thing is. They allow by default things to roll in on them. They go by what they see.
Okay.
See that they go by what they see. See,
yes.
Did you see that? Did you see that? Well, I saw on the news. I was looking at the looky box, and the looky box told me. And so that now becomes the new essence of what could be, which is. We find it very interesting that they go to all the trouble to have reform, health care reform,
right.
And they take 25 pins to sign it into law,
yes.
And the very same day they send it back to the Senate to change it.
Yes.
How does that work? Why not wait till you get it together before you sign it into law? So now you're sending it into law to go directly to appeal?
They had, the child had to get done. The kid had to come out of the oven. And then you deal with it, then. I think they really had to birth it because the Republicans wanted to somehow smash that creation.
What was created? A reform was created.
Yes.
Of how individual human creators are not culpably responsible to be in charge of their own well-being.
True.
Now, at the end of the day, what's happened is that it's now against the law for you not to be insured.
True.
Now, ain't nobody said how they're going to pay for it. See, that's like CERN. They tell you how much it costs, but they ain't told you who's paying. They ain't paid for it, but they'll tell you how many billions it costs. You see. They tell you how much the stimulus, the TARP money costs, but ain't nobody tell you where it came from.
This is Kate.
It's not about money. It's not about money. Because if money's the answer, write them a check. It ain't no trouble.
Yeah.
Ain't no trouble. Go right ahead. Get you a money check.
Mm.
No problem. But the creation, the deliciousness that is creation now, human, the world economy, you're getting down to the only thing that ever worked anyway. You will find yourself in a place or not, But you'll find you have an opportunity to find yourself in a place where you're down to the only thing that ever really worked anyway. You get to have thought.
Yes.
Thought, the essence of creation.
Yes.
You get to relax and allow and find your place of joy. They call it peace. Peace on earth. No, what they're really saying is they want a piece of the earth.
Yes, exactly. P-I-E-C-E is what we're talking
exactly
about.
Right. They lost it in the translation. That's how it is. It was those wise men. That's what it was. Mm. Those wise men from the east, yes.
Mm. On the lines, Ion and Bob Dobbs, and I am just absolutely wowed, as I hope you are. We're going to wind up this first hour a little bit late. We have some folks on the line. We are getting to the calls as soon as we come back. And what is that, you guys? Isn't it, you know, I ask over and over, looking for the step-by-step, you know, exercise video to come out to cross over dimensions. And he's saying that it already is. And this is something to explore with you coming up in this second hour. Are we just, you know, are we just looking in, are we just bringing more trauma when we can just be bringing more joy and abundance? And what is that all about? All right, darlings, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, Ion's on. Bob Dobbs is here. The website is howionic.com, howionic, and on that website is this huge golden pyramid, something that we have to talk about with Ion and so much more when we come back after this short break. Stay tuned. Stay tuned for the second hour of Radio Alchemy on KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles.